What's up?
What am I talking about? Near-death experiences. I've had a few, and they're not my fault, I don't think. Right now, what was it, maybe 5, 10 minutes ago. I was in my car, I was at a red light, I was gonna make a left turn. I see a girl waiting to cross the street. She was gonna cross the crosswalk where I was going to make my left. So I was gonna wait for her, or I did wait for her. My light turned green, and I didn't move. I just kept my foot on the brake. I probably should have advanced, right? You advance to a point where you can make the left turn, and then as soon as it's clear, as soon as she walks all the way to the other side of the street, gets on the sidewalk, then I can make my left turn. Some streets say do not block. I'm pretty sure that's what they mean. I have my driver's license, but I forgot what them. I'm pretty goddamn sure that makes sense. Do not block. Don't get in the intersection when you're making a left. This public service announcement was brought to you by the DMV. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, near-death experience. I was making my left. My light turned green. I didn't move because I wanted the girl to start crossing the street. She didn't seem very confident. She didn't even turn around to look. She knew the car was there. I'm pretty sure you could hear a car or see the lights. I decided I'm not even gonna move so she knows that she can go first. So I didn't move. I didn't get into the road or into the intersection. And the girl walked at a normal pace. And I remember I thought maybe I should go into the intersection just so cars know it's a red light for them. But they would know, right? The fucking red light's right there. There's no reason for me to have to go in the intersection. So the girl walks all the way through. I decide it's time. And right when I left my foot off the brake, a car flew by the intersection. I don't know if it would have flown by the intersection if I had pulled into it while I waited for the left. Maybe it would have seen me, but it would have seen the red light too. I don't know. All I know is if I was in that intersection, I was going to get T-boned. T-boned. Brought to you by T-Bones. I was going to get T-boned and who knows, right? But that's my near-death experience to kick off the near-death experience episode. Whatever. The near-death experience episode. I'll delete some of that shit. That one wasn't that traumatizing. That's like whatever. It was more of a near-death experience for the girl. I don't know if he even saw the girl. I should have pulled into the intersection. Whatever. I feel like he would have stopped for the car, right? I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, I got a fucking message from Robles. This isn't gonna stand. He says, this isn't gonna stand. Ha 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 ha.
I posted some dumbass shit. What did I post?
It was just me saying some shit about people who litter. I was mad because I went to this tree that I like to use to do pull-ups. And there's fucking Starbucks cups, a weed container, condom, a Ziploc bag, the broken sprinkler. There was a bunch of trash. It's like, fuck, just take your shit with you. Whatever. So I got mad. I posted a video. I called them pussies. I was like, I said, if you litter, you're a pussy. Oh, I said, I just wanted to take the time to say that if you decide to leave your trash behind, you are a dirty bitch. I was like, if you decide to leave your trash behind, you're a dirty bitch. Pick up after yourself, pussy. I was kind of mad. I don't know what I posted that. Well, I just wanted my friends to know, because that's not cool. Anyway, back to near-death experiences. Near-death experiences. Should I start from birth? I have one from birth. Okay, so we'll just go in order. Near-death experiences. First of all, I was born in a garage by my elementary school. My parents lived with my godparents now, padrinos. They live with them. My mom was pregnant and she started getting contractions. I guess they didn't have time to go to the hospital. I wonder if they had a car. I'm sure they had a car. Yeah, they had a car because my dad went to go pick up my mom. Huh. They're first generation immigrants from Mexico, but my parents naturalized themselves. So yeah, we were broke, obviously. They had just made like a crazy fucking journey, whatever. They made it. They were living in this garage. My mom was pregnant, but for whatever reason, they couldn't make it to the hospital. So they called the ambulance and the paramedics show up and my mom gives birth to me right there in the garage. They noticed that I was coming out with my feet first. That's not good because you can choke when you're a baby. And it's like when people commit suicide, when they're standing on the stool and there's a noose around them and they kick the chair, the stool, the whatever the fuck, they jump off something and they hang there, right? You choke on the umbilical cord. I think that's how it happens. I don't know. Or you get choked by it somehow. Sorry, you get choked by the umbilical cord somehow. I should look up if that's even a dangerous situation, but apparently it was. I was coming out with my feet first, and there's a danger that I would die there. So that was a near-death experience. I survived, apparently. Or did I? I could be a ghost right now. Just fucking imagine. Nah, this is stupid. I won't follow that. Anyway, the umbilical cord can kill you. I'm tired, guys. I just went hiking with my little brother. It was a good day. I was trying to teach him how to defend takedowns. I'm not the best. I didn't take fucking actual wrestling, but I practiced with wrestlers and people who wrestled, people who practiced jiu-jitsu. And anyway, I know a little bit. So I was trying to teach my little brother, and we went on a hike, and I taught him some things, maybe, or maybe he taught me some things. He pushed himself. He's been pushing himself. That's good. That's really good. I don't know. If there's somebody there pushing themselves with you, it's better. It's harder. You get better. There's this trail that I like to go hike because it's pretty steep and it's slippery. So it's hard. It's hard to do. I was telling my little brother, I was like, you can do it slow and it's an easy trail, but it depends how you do it. And I go up there to work out. So we went bear crawled to like the first peak. The first little part, I was showing him how to walk. He knows how to walk. He's not stupid, but I mean, like, where to step, how to walk on the fucking mountain. And then I told him, okay, so you do your pace, and I started crawling, and he did his pace, and he didn't wait for me at the peak. I thought he was gonna wait for me at the peak to rest. Nah, he kept going. I did my bear crawl, and I tried to catch up to him. I thought I was gonna catch him. I almost caught him right at the top, but he saw me coming, and he ran. I was like, fuck, good shit. That shit was hard. If he wasn't there, I wouldn't have tried to catch up to anybody. I would have just either walked it, or probably just walked it all the way. But I jogged a lot of it so I could catch him. It was fun. Near-death experiences. There was some bulge, like a little piece of skin, I guess, like a nipple, like a small nipple on my, like, by my temple, a little bit more back, so right above the ear, not really my temple, but in that section, temple, ear, right there where they intersect, or around there, depending on your head, or whatever you look like. But I had, like, this little nipple thing there, and my dad said that when I was little, the doctors put some shit in my head, like some wire or something. I don't know what they were testing or what they were looking at, and he thought that had something to do with it. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Why is this relevant? That nipple thing was a result of me being in the hospital. So I don't know why I was in the hospital that time. I gotta ask. They had to remove it. They removed it. Huh. I wonder why they had to remove it. Maybe it was cancer. Dun, dun, dun. Nah, I don't know. But they removed it. I don't know if that was a near-death experience. Fuck, I didn't know enough. I didn't ask enough questions. We got in a car accident when we went to go see that doctor, the one that was gonna do the cut. He pinched it. Like, is that a guillotine? Is that what that is? The guillotine, the metal thing that drops. I think that's what it is. Guillotine, whatever. Guillotine. The hair slicer with metal, you know, sharp. Drop it, head falls off. So something like that, but finger size. And I think it was metal on both sides, I don't know. And he just used that to take off the little nipple. But we went to see him before that surgery or whatever procedure. And we crashed. I don't remember if we crashed on the meeting before or if we crashed on the day of the surgery after. But we crashed. I'm pretty sure it was after. I don't know. We're driving and you see one of these super preventable accidents where you see one lane is stopped, but you have clear space in front of you. You can keep going, but that lane is stopped and they leave a gap where a car can exit or maneuver through. And people, they think the person's giving them a right of way, but they're just making sure they don't block traffic. But since they stop, the person that's waiting feels the pressure and they pull out into traffic, sometimes without even seeing or being able to see what's coming, and they get hit, they crash, boom. And that's what happened. Stupid lady was coming out of McDonald's, and they gave her, like, the right lane was stopped and we're on the left lane. And my dad could have prevented it if he just slowed down. Like, if you see that that lane is stopped, it looks like they should be able to go forward, but they're stopped for some reason, slow down. But, I mean, you learn that, right? I only learned it because of that accident. It didn't even feel like we crashed, honestly. We were in a Nissan Sentra, because those fucking crumple zones, they're good. The cars, they absorb most of the impact, so the passengers are, they're good. You're cushioned. You don't feel shit. The car takes it. That's why they go, like, accordions. Like, they just smash into itself. That's the car absorbing the impact. So, I didn't feel shit. And it wasn't, like, a giant accident, but it was an accident. I guess that one's not really a near-death experience. But I just remembered that for some reason. I forgot we're going in chronological order, and I'm skipping a shitload, and I forgot to finish this other one, the one with the guillotine. Oh, no, yeah, that was it, actually. And then the car came up during that one. They were linked. Fuck. Okay, so back to my early near-death experiences. There's a security guard. I'm parked outside of the clinic, and there's a security guard walking around, making sure there's no criminals or whatever the fuck comes around here. There's a lot of criminals around here, actually. Why am I saying that? I don't know. What am I talking about? I don't know. I think, he just stomped his feet for some reason. Probably to let me know that he's here. But I mean, I saw you from way back there, buddy. Anyway, near-death experiences. Oh, and I'm near it's a clinic. It's not a hospital. I guess people die here, I'm sure. Go to the clinic. You're fucked up. You're like, fuck, there's a clinic right there. And then you go in there and they try to fix you, or they call the ambulance. I don't know what happens. Huh. Take it to the hospital. What am I talking about? Near-death experiences. Early life. Baby Autobahn coach. What happened to him? Oh, my sister loved me. My older sister. She was 2 years old, probably. Late ones. And I was a baby, right? Cute little baby. She's a girl. The baby's cute. You want to kiss the baby. So apparently she was kissing me too much, and I caught some sort of infection. Because toddlers are dirty. You know, like, play in the dirt. You eat dirt. You lick poles. You're like, your mouth is open next to this cold thing. And you're like, I remember I'm not even a toddler at this. I was like 9, 8-ish. I used to go to the grocery store in the cold aisle and stick my head in the, it wasn't the freezer. Well, it was the freezer, but you know, like, not the one that you open the door. So that would have been more normal. The freezer, the one that's waist high and the meat is inside it, like a bucket. So I had to climb on it. There was a little railing. I would climb on the railing and stick my head in the cold air because I like breathing that shit. I wonder what kind of fucking cancers I gave myself, or I don't know what the oh my god, whatever. But I like the cold air. I like breathing that shit in. Why was I talking about that? When you're a little kid, you're dirty. That's my point. And my little sister, or my big sister, was dirty, and I was cute, and you gotta kiss the cute baby, and the cute baby gets an infection, and the cute baby ends up in the hospital. Again, supposedly I almost died there. I don't know. It could have just been my parents freaking out. Yeah, it could have just been them freaking out because the baby is sick and I don't know how to fix them. And I would have got better anyway, or maybe I could have died. I don't know. But that's probably another near-death experience. Pretty sure it is. They said it was bad. Whatever. Got through it, bitch. Autobahn coach. Get through shit. I have another one. Another young one with a fork. In this near-death experience, I was 2-ish. I had a fork or a key. There was a wall socket that looked like the perfect size for a fork or a key. So I said, hey, let me go stick this in there and see what happens. And I stuck whatever the fuck I was playing with. I stuck it in the socket and I got electrocuted. Luckily, my uncle was there. See, this story I don't remember either. I just remember, like, because I was too young. But my parents told me about these. This one, my uncle was there, right? So he grabbed me right when, like, he says he saw me put that shit in. And then he grabbed me and pulled me away. Luckily, that fool didn't get shocked, too. He could have got shocked, too. Whatever. You got to pull the baby out of there. That's cool. Thank you. Tio, I think it, I don't know what tio it was. I just know it was a tio that pulled me. That's a near-death experience. That one for sure. I wonder what I saw. I've had dreams where lightning strikes right in front of me. I had one dream that I remember vividly where lightning struck right in front of me and I reached out and grabbed it, or I wanted to grab it and I woke up. I don't remember that, actually. I remember the lightning strike right in front of me and wanting to grab it. I don't remember if I grabbed it or if I didn't. That was a cool dream. Early near-death experience. We were at Kmart. I don't know if you remember Kmart. They just closed down a bunch of places. Maybe they're still around somewhere in the world, but I'm not paying close enough attention to Kmart. Sorry, Kmart. This episode brought to you by not Kmart. We're at Kmart. I'm in the basket. I'm sitting like a good boy with my belt, probably. I don't know. Maybe no belt, no seat belt. But I'm sitting in the basket and my sister is standing in the basket. I have the seat, right? Because you know how it has the little seat on top for babies? And for food, it's just a big basket. So I'm sitting in the baby seat. My older sister is standing in the basket and the cart is right next to a bunch of... Did you ever see the movie Aladdin? The girl Jasmine from Aladdin is on this fucking pajama rack. My sister sees. She saw the movie and she saw the girl on the pajama and she's like four at this... No, I don't know how old she was because I had teeth at this point. She sees the pajama and she has to see it. She has to grab it. It has to be fucking hers. So she reaches for it. She pulls and the whole cart tips over and I smash my face on the ground. And I think my teeth broke. I don't remember. I think we went to the hospital after that. Maybe the dentist. I don't know where. What the fuck? Huh. I don't have the details on this story. I'm sorry. I forgot. That's all I remember of too. Other than that, I survived. That's a near-death experience. Imagine on a metal cart in fucking Kmart and I tip over from like 4 feet and I'm maybe 2 years old, 3 years old. I don't know how old I was. I had teeth. And my little sister pulls on the Jasmine pajama, car tips over, smash my face on tile or metal. It was tile, but I mean, it could have landed on metal too. That's a near-death experience. Near-death experience. Oh, because it's October. This shit fits. Near-death experience.
The 1994 Northridge earthquake.
Near-death experience.
Okay. The 1994 Northridge earthquake was big as fuck. It was a 7.0 or some shit, and it dropped a shitload of buildings and broke a lot of houses. Messed up some roads. I think people died. I'm sure. Nah, maybe. I don't know. People probably died. It was big. 7.0 in a poorly designed city for earthquakes. And we were in it. And we survived. I don't remember it much. From what I remember is completely wrong. Because apparently we didn't live where I remember it. So maybe I had a... there's been earthquakes. So maybe I'm remembering an earthquake that was pretty bad. But not that bad. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Big enough where like everybody... It's crazy. Before, like, all the neighbors would come out. Earthquake? Oh, shit. Go outside. Let's go see. Where's everybody? What's everybody doing? That neighbor's coming out to look, too. Okay, cool. They're okay. Okay, you look around. Everybody looks like they're okay. And nobody's panicking. Like, everybody's staying put. So, okay. The fucking sheep mentality. What's the herd doing? Like, let me go see what's up. And then I'll decide if I should run for my fucking life or not. But we didn't in the one that I remember, or the few that I remember. But the Northridge earthquake, I think I was born 90 whatever, so I was 3, around that age. And I survived it. Near-death experience. We were in an apartment building, a two-story apartment building, a shitty one that actually did, like, tip over. Some shit broke, I think. A lot of shit broke in it. But we survived it. So there you go. There is another near-death experience. What else? These weren't my near-death experiences, but they happened around the same time. Yeah, because I was near death. Death wasn't fucking coming to me, but it was near. It was coming from my friend those times, but it was near. Damn. Yeah. Okay. There's too many. I'll just skim by them. There was this kid. We used to run around like in fucking rollerblades in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. Probably just late 90s, I don't remember. We used to run around in rollerblades or skate around. We always came up with different games, you know? Like, we would, all the kids in the apartments, we would get out and we'd play. We'd play games. Sometimes they were old games that people brought from their countries or whatever. Sometimes it was just like tag or freeze tag, whatever, shit from here. This fool was skating, sorry. He was rollerblading, and I don't know why. He was skating after a ball, a handball. You remember the little blue balls for handball? The big boy handball, not elementary school handball with the big ball that you hit with a closed fist. Not like that, the handball. Well, you could still hit it with a closed fist, but it's harder. This is a handball where, like, jail handball type shit. One of those. And it was going across the street, and he has skates, and he's chasing it. And the car fucking hit him. I remember all the neighbors ran out. The little kids went to go tell his parents that he had been hit or that he had been run over. I don't know if I went to go tell his parents. I don't think I did. I just heard about it. I'm pretty sure I just heard about it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. Somebody went to go tell his parents that their kid had just been hit, and they came out, they went to go see, they like picked them up. They should have, now the advice is don't touch them, like leave them there, because like they'll sue your ass. Leave them there so you don't cause further injury, blah, blah, blah. But they picked them up, they took them to the house to see like if he was okay. I don't think the car hit him head on, maybe it did. I think he said he like dove out of the way. But he got hit and he survived. Death was near. I remember them running, carrying him. They said that like they took off his clothes to see like if he was injured anywhere or what were the extent of his injuries. And I don't know if they took him to the hospital or not. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure they did. Near death experience. Another one with it was summer and I was outside playing with one of my friends. We used to play video games and ride our scooters. This is when scooters came out. Those shits were cool. Like the Razor scooters. Those were sick. Do tail whips. That was the funnest move. But yeah, crazy shit. Grinding everywhere. We weren't that good. We were little kids, but it was fun. We would just use them. We would ride them around. And we used to play horse horse. Like just, I do this, you do, you like fucking do the same thing, or you get a letter until you're out. So you spell out horse. And it was his turn and he jumped over a line. We were riding our scooter under some stairs and there was a line that he wanted to jump over, but he didn't duck far enough or he jumped too high, one of the two or both. And he hit his head on the bottom of the stairs. It was a metal rail or a metal beam, I guess, whatever it's called, the shit that holds up the stairs. It was metal, and this guy fucking cracked his head on that shit. Oh, and I remember I kept going, and I turned around, and I see him, and he's just, he takes his hand to his head, and he touches the top of his head, and he reaches his hand over to the front of his face so he could see it, and it's full of blood, and he starts crying. And he ran upstairs to his house, and they took him to the hospital. His head was cracked, his skull was cracked, and he had like some shit wrapped around his chin and his skull, like a, what do you call those, like a bandana, like a scarf type shit, like I don't know what that's called, but around the chin, over the head. That was a near-death experience. That fool could have killed himself. My friend could have killed himself, and I was right there. I saw him. And in those same stairs, another friend, he jumped, or we used to climb the stairs and jump off. Because we were little kids and we were stupid. We wanted to see, hey, how far can I jump? How high can I jump from? So we would climb, one step, jump, whatever. Two steps, jump, whatever. And we would do that till we reached the top. The top was about 6 feet, 7 feet off the ground, 5 feet, around there. But the ground is concrete. Point is, it's tall enough to crack some shit. So my friend jumped off that same stair where my friend, he jumped up and cracked his head. My other friend jumped off this one because we were seeing who could jump off from the highest. And he was just visiting, like right there, the neighbor kids. We were good at that game because we played that game all the time. But that other friend was just visiting. So he's like, man, I could do it. And he jumped from the highest step and ate shit. He didn't put his hands in the way and he just cracked his chin on the ground. So he broke his chin. He had a little strap there too. I remember that. That same friend also in a Kmart. What was it? Kmart back then? Yeah, it was probably a Kmart. He fucking hit his head on one of the pillars. We were running. We were playing tag or something. I don't remember what we were playing, or maybe we were just running down the aisles. But that same friend, the one that jumped off the stair, broke his chin. He fucking tripped and he broke his forehead, I think. Was it his forehead too? Yeah, it was his forehead. Fuck. We were retarded. We used to...
Yeah. So there was blood everywhere. They took him to the hospital. He had to get stitches again. That's all around the same time. What else happened? My friend was reminding me of a story or of a time when we used to fight or we used to pretend fight. It depends. If we were mad, we'd go harder. But he said that I was the only person to ever knock him out, but that I wouldn't admit that it wasn't me that knocked him out, but the fucking bunk bed. Because I uppercutted him. I hit him with an uppercut and he jumped up and hit his head on the bunk bed because we were fighting or some shit. Were we body shot? It wasn't body shots because I hit him in the chin, or I pretended to. I don't know what we were doing, honestly. Maybe we were just fighting and I hit him with an uppercut, and he like tried to get out of it, or he tried to avoid it obviously, so he leaned back, but I hit him anyway and he jumped back and up and he hit himself on the bunk bed on the metal, and he was out for a few seconds and I was like, fuck, I killed him. I thought he was dead. That would have been my fault. I wonder what would have happened. Near-death experience. Maybe I would have gone to jail. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck would have happened. Nah, I wouldn't have gone to jail. But yeah, that was close.
What else? There's a lot. I'm probably gonna skip a few because I'm forgetting them. Some weird guy just stopped by. It's not safe here. It's not a good neighborhood. Some guy just stopped next to my car. Did some breathing exercises. It looked like he was relieving some sort of anger. Kept going. Some cholo looking guy. That's why the security was here. And because of me, because I'm right here. He also made some sign. Near death experience. There were scenarios that could have led to worse things. Like in middle school, we were in a rumble. Or we were gonna be in a rumble. So we did a few, but it was between our friends. We'd just fuck each other up. So those are, a lot of those are near death experiences that they're not really near death experiences because they were playful. I don't know. Like I got hit in the temple full speed with a potato. It's like a hard punch, but for a little kid, maybe, nah, I was like 12, so I took it like whatever. We kept walking home. Or was it an orange? I remember a potato. There was a sack of potatoes on the ground, and my friend picked it up, and he was going to throw it at one of my other friends, and my other friend ducked, and I just fucking, bam! I get smacked in the side of the head right in the temple by a potato. I didn't get knocked out, but I could, like, hard hits like that kill people sometimes. So that one counts. That's a near-death experience. Let me see. What else? That one's kind of cheating. That one's, anyway. Fighting with friends, all of that. They could be near-death experiences. Even just, like, play fighting or fighting when you're angry or pushing or whatever. Those are all near-death experiences, too, if you really think about it, because anything can happen. You can just hit yourself, like, on the edge of a table or something, or on a rock, or that you didn't think was there. You thought it was, like, flat ground or something. Like, just, you don't know. Okay, so I guess we're near death every day is what is the final message, but we're not there yet. What can I remember? What else? The other day, some lady, she's pretending to walk her dog, and she's looking around the apartments to see what's open. She's looking through the cars to see what's out. She's walking her dog too, and she's keeping guard to see if anybody's coming, I guess, to warn the other guys. There's other guys. These other guys have a cart. They set the cart up somewhere, and they go and look. Whatever they're gonna grab, they throw in the cart. Usually they're just looking for cans, or that's their cover. Sometimes they're looking for cans too, I guess, but they just use it so they can see what they can steal.
And I was just watching them. I was sitting in my car, and the lady passed by my car, and she noticed me, and she kept walking, and then she comes back, and she stops next to my car, and she lights a cigarette. Oh, no. She stops next to my car, and she like pulls out a cigarette, and she keeps walking. She goes to like a block ahead of me. I'm still sitting in my car. I just look, and then she walks back, and she's walking back like aggressive towards the car, and I'm like, fuck, is she trying to scare me or something? So I get out of my car and I'm like, no, I just get out of my car, and as soon as she sees me get out, open the door, she starts saying, hey, do you have a cigarette? Oh, no, she didn't say that. She said, you know what time it is? I'm like, no. I was like, it's late. It's 2-3 in the morning. It's fucking late. She goes, do you have a light? I was like, no. Are you okay? Because she looked like
fidgety and shit, right? Obviously. So I'm like, are you okay? And she keeps walking. She's like, mind your business, boy. She kept going. And then I saw the guys. I had seen the guys earlier put the car and like walk towards the apartment. So apartment's where I live, right? And my parents have told me that like sometimes, because they leave to work early in the morning before dawn. So sometimes when they get out, there's guys like that approach them. Like my dad said, he got circled the other day by two guys. They were walking down the street, and they one went in front of him, one went behind him when he was crossing the street. And they didn't do anything, but like they're trying shit, right? And I remember, and I was like, is these the fucking guys that are messing with my parents? So I went and go see, and it wasn't them, or maybe it was, I don't know. But I went and I grabbed their cart. I moved their cart to outside my apartments, because they didn't leave it outside. Actually, I had heard it, and I saw them push it inside. They left it inside next to where the parking ends. And I went and I grabbed it and I put it outside. I get this shit out of here. And I just waited. I sat there on the stairs. I waited. And yep, two guys come back. I just looked at them. They walked past me. One of them was like, oh, damn, I didn't see you there. They saw me. They were like all fidgety, looking all weird, looking everywhere. They're looking for their cart. And I'm like, oh, hey, man. Like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? What are you looking for? They're like, oh, nothing. And they kept going. And then they started looking inside the trash cans, like as their cover. The lady, that shit was funny though. The lady was like, I'm just walking my dog. You don't even, I didn't see when they met up, but I've seen them together. She's like, I was just walking my dog. You don't, she's like, mind your business, boy. I didn't even ask her what she was doing. I just asked her if she was okay. She was all worried and panicky. But these are near-death experiences, because these are people that are crazy. They're unhinged, or they're desperate. Maybe they're not crazy. Some, they're smart and desperate. They could be. You don't know. But they definitely are desperate, and they're willing to do shit that not everybody is. Excuse me. So when you confront them at fucking 2-3 in the morning, or maybe not even directly confront them, but just make your presence known so they know if they want to start some shit, I'm right here. But I don't want to be like confrontational like that or anything, but you can't let people like that. I it's something for the cops to handle, for sure. But also, like, it's my house. I'm not going to be scared in my house. I'm not going to be scared anywhere, but like, this is my fucking house. Leave me alone. Let me live here in peace. I don't want people stealing from me. I don't want like any of that shit. Like, go do that shit somewhere else, or go fucking get a job or something. But don't do that. The people you're taking from, they put in work to get what you're trying to get, and you're putting in work too, but you're putting in easy work. You're putting in easy work like that when you're not willing to put in the hard work to earn your shit.
So yeah, that's a near-death experience. Nothing happened. They left.
What else?
We were always scared of drive-bys right here in we would play games. This is how we prepared ourselves, honestly, because we knew it happened. So we'd be like, hey, if we say drive-by, you gotta throw yourself. Oh, no. We would wait until we saw cars coming, and you would yell, drive-by. And everybody would take cover. Like, you duck, you jump, dive under shit, go behind the truck. You go behind the engine, or like you go behind metal, you go behind thick shit, behind walls, depending on the wall. And yeah, we used to do that shit. That shit was fun. Sometimes just throw yourself to the ground. It was fun. But see, these are games. When you're little kids, they're games. You're like, drive-by. But you're only playing that game because you're aware that drive-bys are real, because you just saw what happened. So now you play the game and you train the little kids that are out there. Hey, if I scream drive-by, fuck it. Drive-by, bitch. And you dive, and that's how you survive here. So games are important to help us stay away from near-death experiences. Dun, dun, dun. That's a lot, guys. I think there's a lot more. There's a lot more. Let me see. How much have I recorded? Oh, fuck. That's a lot. There's a lot more recent ones. I'm crazy. I'm stupid. Sorry. I try to take care of myself. Thank you for listening, guys. That was the near-death experience episode. In honor of Halloween. In honor of October. And the Halloween. Why? What is that shit? What is Halloween? Do we celebrate? What do we celebrate? Trick or treat? We don't have a tradition. We don't have any. Like, here in America, I mean, what is it? Like, with Mexico, it's Dia de los Muertos. That's something. And that's just them honoring their dead on a day. But to us, what the fuck? What's Halloween? We dress up. We dress up like whatever we want. Like, sexy cats. Or monsters. Or whatever career we wanted. Or zombies. I don't know. Just, like, different shit, right?
hot dogs. Some people dress up as ketchup bottles.
But what is it? We don't have, I don't know the tradition for it. It's just a consumer thing, probably.
I don't know the tradition behind it. I should research that. But it's October, and I don't give a fuck. I'm going off the herd mentality. This is what we celebrate, bitch. Scary shit, near-death experiences on Halloween, on October. All right, guys. I hope it's not boring. All right, bye.